Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
You guys have brought the lols the entire season. You're in the moment, probably delusional one-liners throughout the series. Got funnier and funnier, but there is one scene that I want to play to you. Luke, you had us in stitches, and I pretty much have this scene on repeat on my computer at work.
I'm celebrating the poor one.
We are no longer the poor ones, the line of the season.
Oh, mate, look, after being slammed for 12 weeks straight about how broke we were and how badly we were doing, it was really great to have the pressure taken off us for, you know, two or three nights there. So
yeah, it was
fantastic.
It was good, you know, like we actually never had minus anything in our account. We always had money in our account. So we were kind of having a laugh at production there. We're going, hey, how does that feel? You know, we weren't the ones to watch out for.
You guys really have not only ridden the block wave, but a wave of controversy. There was news headlines about you, quote, going rogue, because you were just being honest in your comments. Early on, abuse claims, which I feel disgusting saying, because that's a very big call by media outlets. But for you guys, how have you gone throughout the journey, not just building the house, but dealing with everything else that's followed on?
Yeah, look, it's been really tough. I think, you know, doing the block was one thing and then watching it is another. And, you know, we've just copped it left, right and centre from all those gorgeous trolls out there. You know, like you said, the abuse claims that I was abusive. You know, it just got completely out of hand at one stage. And I don't think there's been a couple that's really been safe from it, to be honest. You know, and we did have a really hard time, you know, kind of being painted as the lazy one.
Yeah, I think it was really hard when all they were painting was the, you know, very poor parts of our story. They never showed us really getting in and doing all the hard work. They just, yeah, really focused on the negative times that unfortunately we had in house too. And yeah, we were unorganized, absolutely, but we were never lazy. Like we worked to the bone.
We picked it. We knew while we were there what our storyline was going to be. So it really wasn't a huge surprise to us seeing where it was going. But, you know, the only people that know how hard we worked were those other couples.
Mm-hmm.
And we all just worked as hard as each other.
We actually have two of the alumni who work here at K-Rock, Andy and Ben from the block a few years ago. They do weekend breakfast here. They're like a bad smell. They're always loitering around the studios. But they always say there's one couple that you just connect with. You're going through this journey with everybody on set, but is there someone that you've made friends for life with?
Look, I think everyone has, you know, really become a friend for life for us,
yeah,
without sounding too cliche.
You have a different bond. It's a different bond with each couple, I think. You know, like Jesse and Mel, they're closer to our age,
mm-hmm,
so we really love to kind of party with them. Matt and Elise were one of the first couples we met, so we've got a really strong bond. We actually met with them when we were auditioning.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, we have a close bond with them. And then, you know, also like Andy and Deb, they're our neighbours. So, you know, they have been with us through day one and been through the thick and thin, and they've really been the shoulder to cry on.
Yeah.
And they have really been there for us and still are to this day. And even the boys, like, you know, even though there's drama and scandal and all this crazy stuff going on during and after the show, the boys still share a bond with all of us that no one else will understand.
Luke, has Tess been on you for a proper honeymoon? I know the reserves are coming down on Friday, the auction is looming, but what's the deal? Because you pretty much owe her. Look, it's been fun, but this is not a honeymoon.
Yeah, look, the honeymoon and birthday presents are two things that get brought up every day. So, yeah, look, hopefully Channel 9 takes care of everyone with the reserves, since they put us through 14 weeks of absolute hell. Anyone from Channel 9, if you're listening, please look after us, you know. We battled through and completed the biggest block ever. Yeah, hopefully they can, you know, take care of us so we can win a nice little purse at the end of it. And, yeah, I'll be able to take my wife somewhere amazing.
Well, as you know, Luke, us women, we don't hold on to anything. All the very best.
Oh, God, no.
I don't even know what a
drug is.
Well, all the very best for the reserve, for the auctions. We might be speaking to you one last time when you take out the block 2019. But, Tess and Luke, thank you.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, we'll speak to you then.
It's got a certain ring to it. But thank you for this season entertaining my housemate and I. You have been the best.
What a pleasure.
Thanks for having us on.